So what was it like in East Dayton with the schools, the friends that you made?
You know, I've been blessed with many blessings, but two of my blessings were being born black and growing up in East Dayton. Black is a frame of reference and my window to the world. But growing up in East Dayton was a small community of African Americans, only four streets, Diamond, Irwin Avenue, Springfield Street, and Pruden. And there was a cadre of maybe 200 black families, 150, 200 black families there. It was small enough that the extended family concept from the South and from Africa was prevalent all the time. Yeah. That could not have happened if I was in a big community. That extended family concept helped to forge many of my values and behaviors and goals that I set.
Okay, what about the school?
Well, I bet there weren't more than seven or eight African Americans mm-hmm. in my class, you know, going from first grade right on through to eighth grade. You learned early on how to not only survive, but also how to excel in that kind of an environment where you were a distinct minority. But in the first grade, my parents separated. Mm. And so I remember hearing a neighbor talking to my mother as she was popping green beans. Mrs. Davis, why don't you put those six kids in Shine Acres, the children's home here in Dayton? Ain't no man going to come in here and court you with six kids. And as a six-year-old, you know, I didn't know what was going on. But she said, then I'll just do it by myself.
Yep.
and she worked two jobs to sort of keep all six of us together. Mm-hmm. But she also told us all the time, you can be anything you want to be. It's just going to be a little bit tougher now. But if you still want to be something, you can still be it.
How did you happen to get to DePaul University?
Oh, well, you know what? I reflect on it a lot. Dean Dooley. Mm-hmm. Was a coach at Whipwright High School. So by the time I was in sixth and seventh grade, he was coming into the neighborhood and working with us, talking with us. And so he became a father figure for mm-hmm. me. In the neighborhood, when you got 16, the boys usually got their work permit. Yeah. I would drop out of school and work in a factory.
Work.
And he heard I was going to do that. And he came down and chastised me again. Mm-hmm. What do you mean you're dropping out of school? My senior year in high school in 55, Coach Dooley he didn't ask. He just said, I'm picking you up on Sunday, and I'm going to drive you over to the DePaul University. In the car were four of my Appalachian friends, and he drove us over to Greencastle, Indiana, and knocked on John Wittick's door. John Wittick was admission director, who had also a DePaul graduate, and they'd played on the DePaul's basketball team in the 40s, and so they had this camaraderie and rapport. So he just talked to John Wittick, said, I got four young guys out in the car that need an opportunity to see if they can do college work. Would you see if they could get a scholarship?
And I know that you now are noted as both an educator and an artist.
While I'm teaching art, what I don't necessarily talk about to the student, because they're not interested in, is what's happening inside their minds and body when an art experience is well-designed and has solid pedagogy behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And so while I want them to make a beautiful painting, a beautiful piece of sculpture, or a weaving, or a carving, what's going on inside is what I'm most pleased with, and that is critical thinking, creative problem solving, fluency of thought, instrumental behavior to solve a problem, and assessment and evaluation, the five components they're going to need to be successful no matter what the job is. As you explore and discover and create, you're making these connections that never break down, and it happens from birth to death. I don't know what the kid's going to be. He doesn't have to want to be an artist, but he can learn how to be successful through the arts. It's something I just picked up along the way from many educators, and I felt that if I could just, for a couple of years, which turned out to be 46, if I could just give back and find and help to identify some other young people with potential, no matter what area they want to go in, then I might be able to just indirectly say thank you for all I've been given.